will revolutionize.
The future of radio.
You're weak. Unsure of yourself.
Actually,
the fact that you possess a sense of morality and we do not gives us an evolutionary advantage.
CyberstationUSA.com.
And if history has proven anything,
there's another problem with TV, believe it or not.
It is that evolution always wins.
From Ajijic, Mexico, on the shores of beautiful Lake Chapala, it's Music Sin Fronteras. I'm your host, Patrick O'Heffernan. This is your show. So if you have questions for our guests, email them to patrickwave@gmail.com. We can't take any phone calls today. Sorry about that, but we will in the future. Not everything works, you know. Well, first of all, I want to welcome our listeners on the CyberstationUSA.com network and their radio affiliates on the East Coast and the Artistic Echoes and Canalside radio networks in the United Kingdom. And, of course, to everybody listening to us on Blog Talk Radio. And I know we have a few people listening to us on Blog Talk Radio here in Mexico. So, hi, hola. If you have questions or comments, like I said, email them and we will read them on the air. And if you're listening to us on a podcast or in England, you can still email your questions to them and we'll forward them on to our guest. And of course, as I say every week, this is Mexico and it's a little noisy, so you may hear some things besides our voices. Despite our soundproofing here in the studio, occasionally stuff like construction, which is going on across the street, the gas truck, which comes by with a speaker on top and sings jingles at you, the marching band. Yeah, there's a marching band in the neighborhood and they practice down our street sometimes. So sometimes those things will sneak through our soundproofing. Just enjoy them. Well, speaking of the guest, I have known our next guest for a number of years and have always been blown away by her songwriting talent, her musical skill, her beauty, and her stage presence, and just who she is a kind, remarkable person. Well, now I'm blown away by the skyrocket that's now her career. Nancy Sanchez is an award-winning jazz vocalist. She's a songwriter, a mariachi musician, a pop singer. Born in Toluca, Mexico, but raised in Southern California, her music combines both of her cultures. She's performed on television. She's scored songs for TV and film. She's shared stages with Grammy winners like Oza Motley. She's now finished touring with the Latin Grammy award-winning group Flor de Toloche. And she's come home to wrap up a new album. Plus, on top of all of that, she recently graduated from college. All right. So we are so happy and so proud to bring you Nancy Sanchez today. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Patrick. How are you?
I'm good. Muy bien. Muy bien. Hi.
Muy bien. Gracias. Yeah. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, you know, your career has really been on a tear. First of all, how did the tour with Flor de Toloche come about? How did all that happen?
Well, it was such a remarkable experience to perform with them. But it came about last year. I was actually on tour with some of my students because I teach music as well. And we took this student trip to Germany. And while I was on the trip, I received an email from Mireya, the amazing violinist from Flor de Toloache. And she had someone had recommended me for the position of the vihuela player because Shay, who's their normal vihuela player and singer, who's just amazing, she was having a baby. And she couldn't tour anymore. And they had a bunch of dates booked, and Shay just couldn't tour anymore because she was about to have the baby. So they said, please, we need someone to cover for Shay. Would you be interested in doing that? And I said, absolutely, send me the music. And I had heard Flor de Toloache because I was, you know, a tad bit obsessed with them before I even got the call because they're just such an amazing group from New York that is just an amazing mariachi group in itself, but they are just such a great fusion band. They fuse all sorts of popular songs into mariachi. So I already knew who they were. And I learned their music. And when I came back from Germany, I was in mariachi vihuela boot camp at my house. And I was just practicing their music for a whole month. And then we ended up leaving. I went to New York. I did a couple dates there with them. And then the best thing we did was we went to Reykjavik, Iceland to perform over there. So it was just, that's how it came about. And the experience of just touring with them was amazing.
Well, I was lucky enough to see them at a BMI showcase, but there's only about, 25 people there or so. And then interviewed them the day before they got their Latin Grammy. So I knew about them too. When I saw you were touring with them, I thought, wow, that's great, Nancy. So,
yes.
I know somebody is going to email us and say, Reykjavik? Mm-hmm. Why mariachi in Reykjavik? So how did that come over? I bet they loved it.
Okay. First of all, when you think of Iceland, for me anyway, I think of Bjork. So right away when they said we're going to Iceland, I was like, oh my gosh, I wonder what we're going to do over there. But we went to Reykjavik, Iceland, because they have the Reykjavik Music Festival, World Music Festival, every year there. And we were actually one of the first acts to perform last year there. And people in Reykjavik were just so sweet and humble, and just they went to see us and they loved it. And what I found to be one of the most incredible things was that in the audience we had a group of expats from Los Angeles and from Mexico living in Iceland, and they came to support, and they brought the Mexican flag in Iceland. And that was like, oh my gosh, that was one of the best experiences ever.
Of course, there would be expats from Mexico and Iceland, and of course, the first R in Reykjavik would be like the double R in Spanish. So it's all really natural. In retrospect, it is kind of natural that you and the women from Flor de Toloche would team up. But I kind of wonder, even after hearing your story, what is it? Was there anything special that you added to their music? And was there anything special they add to your music?
I tried my best to just cover Shay, because Shay is incredible. But what I did bring to the table was I brought my original song, Puerta del Sol. When I started rehearsing with them in New York, I said, Mireya, the violinist, said, is there a song that that you would like us to play so we can feature you in our tour? And I said, yes, I wrote this huapango. It's in my album. It's called Puerta del Sol. Maybe we can come up with an arrangement for it. And right away, Mireya came up with an awesome arrangement. And in our set, we would play Puerta del Sol. And this year, I also toured with them in Washington, D.C. and New York. So I've last year and this year. And last year, we loved it so much, we did it again this year, and we said, okay, we have to go into the studio to record it. So that's what I brought to the table for them, and they just brought this wonderful arrangement of Puerta del Sol, as well as just the opportunity to really play with an all-female mariachi group. I have not played with an all-female group before Flor de Toloache. Now I am playing in the Los Angeles scene with various groups, one of them being Mariachi Las Colibri here in Los Angeles. But before that, I had not experienced playing in an all-female mariachi group. And Flor de Toloache brought that experience into my life. And after them, I was like, that's it. I can't go back. I have to do female mariachi groups all the time now because it's such it's just a different vibe. It's a different feel when you play with all females because, you know, we bring the female experience and there's this like sisterhood within the group that I really, really like.
Well, why don't we listen to what that experience sounds like? I just happened to have your recording recorded.
Awesome.
So we're going to play it. Here we go.
Great.
Encuentro la brisa, no sale el sol. Siempre voy deprisa y quiero imaginar. Y hay otra salida y quiero imaginar. Otra despedida. Mis palabras quieren dibujar un arcoíris por la vida y por la sal. Mis palabras quieren dibujar un arcoíris por la vida y por la sal. Puerta del sol, puerta de hoy. Esta puerta no se puede abrir.
You know, I have seen you play live many times, actually. The last time was at
yes.
the Quintanilla at the LA Music Center, where you put a unique twist on this particular Mexican celebration of womanhood. I know you've been collaborating with other Latinx artists. Do you feel a change in the attitude of the Latino, and specifically the Mexican society, towards women in lead roles in music and in other parts of society?
Towards women in lead roles in music?
Yeah.
You know, I think that I don't feel it as much anymore, but definitely there has been a shift, and I'm sure that there's more opportunities for women to be leaders in different bands and in the music industry, in all capacities of the music industry. But I've been really lucky that I do feel the shift, but it's become so natural now that it's natural for a woman to be a leader of a band or to be a leader of a music agency or a manager of multiple bands. I think that there definitely has been a shift, and it's been so, like I see it more and more that it's just becoming natural, which I'm happy about because I don't want it to be, I don't want it to be something new, like a novelty for women to be in power. It should just be a given and it should just be natural. So I know that there is a shift, but it's become more natural now, especially in the Latin community. In the mariachi world, we're still trying to gain more territory. There are a lot of female mariachi groups, but I feel that there are even more male groups, more male-run groups. But mariachi groups like Reina de Los Angeles, Mariachi Divas, Las Colibrí, and from New York, Flor de Toloache, and a lot of them, and actually in Mexico too, like Mariachi Juvenil Nuevo Tecatitlán, which is also a female-run mariachi, they are very much putting females in the mariachi world, they're elevating the females and they're trying to gain more territory in that. I think we have some ways to go, but it's happening. So it's exciting to be in the forefront of that.
Well, one reason I ask is that I was at the International Mariachi Festival in Guadalajara a couple of weeks ago. And
oh,
there were female mariachi players but I didn't see an all-female mariachi band. And there were a lot of bands, let me tell you. So, but yet I go to LA and like you say, there's two or three or four there and a Latin Grammy to an all-female band. So I agree with you that there's change. Maybe it's just because I had this one experience and I'm not seeing the whole picture that I haven't quite seen it as much in Mexico, but,
interesting.
I have another question for you. You built and you're actually still building a career at blending the two cultures that have encompassed your life. Now that I'm living in Mexico and I understand some of the differences a little better, between Mexican-Americans and Mexicans. Do you feel Mexican or do you feel Chicano, something different than the Mexican culture?
Okay, that is such a loaded question. because
Well, we can move on to music if you want.
No. I love this question. I was born in Toluca, Mexico, and I was brought to the United States when I was 4.5 years old. I feel Mexican. My parents never allowed me to forget my roots. They didn't allow me to forget my language, and they encouraged everything that had to do with Latin music, specifically Mexican music, to just be present in my life. But at the same time, I did, and I do feel also Mexican-American / Chicana. I do identify with the Chicana experience in Los Angeles in that I have two beautiful cultures, and I am American just as much as I am Mexican, and a lot of my friends are like that as well, and I have studied Chicano studies in the university, and I have read a Chicano study books because I love the Mexican American experience, especially in California, where this was Mexico. I do identify with the Chicano experience as well, but I am 100% Mexican as well. So I feel like it's just both are within me. And that's what makes me and a lot of people here in Los Angeles so special and that's what gives me my identity, both aspects, both cultures.
And it's a wonderful identity, and I love it. And like I say, now that I'm living in Mexico, I'm beginning to see the differences, and also the pride too in Mexico. I've just been through an entire week of Mexican Independence Day celebrations, which is
wow. That is amazing. We celebrated Mexican independence here in Los Angeles, and I was lucky enough to perform in City Hall with the female mariachi Las Colibri, and we actually opened up for Los Tigres del Norte, and Los Tigres del Norte gave this a free concert to this beautiful city, and I mean Los Angeles is a melting pot, and it has so many Mexicans, so. Not only Mexicans celebrated El Grito, all Latinos did because it's such a big celebration. It was packed. So
yeah,
wanted to share.
Well,
that.
Like I say, we had a week of events here, one every night. You know, there's another experience that's affecting both sides of the border, and also there's a reservoir of strength that I've seen on the Mexican side of your cultural mix that I'd like to, well, actually that you've addressed in some music. So I want to play one of your songs. I want to play No Tengo Miedo. And then let's talk a little bit about this. Here we go.
Okay.
Help me just
For my non-Spanish speaking audience, no tengo miedo means I have no fear. I'm not afraid. You draw strength from your ancestors. And I've often marveled at the strength that it takes for a woman to cross a country on foot, carrying babies and toddlers, braving capture and robbery and worse to give those children a better life. And I think you've encapsulated that strength in the three words, no tengo miedo. You've told us the source of the strength in the song, ancestors and la familia. Was it painful or exhilarating to write and perform that song?
Well, I wrote this song specifically, and let me tell you where I originated and where the idea and inspiration came from. I mean, you pretty much described it correctly, but I teach young children in Los Angeles, and I saw many of them when the racist narrative of Mexican-American immigrants from South America was circulating very heavily. I noticed that my students were very stressed out and they were a bit scared. And I was in shock because I felt like I want my kids to come in and I want them to play piano and I want them to be excited about just learning guitar and ukulele and all sorts of things that I teach there. And I don't want them to worry about whether they're going to come home and they're not going to find their parents. And I initially, that was where the idea of No Tengo Miedo was born. I wanted to write a song for children and for the young people who should be worried about just growing as adults and learning everything they can about this world that we have to offer them, and not being worried about things, political things, things that should not be happening in their lives. And so I wanted to give them an anthem, and the message behind No Tengo Miedo is I'm not afraid. I really wanted to give them an anthem so that they can repeat it kind of as a mantra to themselves, to remind themselves that we're not afraid. We have to live life fearlessly because we have the right to be alive because we are here. We exist. Just by the simple action of existing, you're in your right to live a full life and a dignified life. So that was the mantra.
Well, it's a great mantra, and I can see it on signs, bumper stickers, and at rallies. Last week our guest was a woman by the name of Abrina. She's a Latina urban R&B singer and also from Los Angeles. And when I asked her about being a Latina in what is a very male part of the music world and in a very American music form, she said that there were challenges, but that now Latino music is so broadly accepted that she feels that it's an advantage being a woman and a Chicana. Has that been your experience? And does this mean that maybe in the long term, perhaps nobody needs to be afraid?
Yes. I think I agree with her. And musically speaking, I think that the lines of our music industry and the Anglo side and the Latino side have blurred, and it is widely accepted now. I think that I'm lucky that I have my own unique experience here in this country as a Chicana, as a Mexican-American singer, songwriter, performer, that I feel very strongly that I have something important to say. And I think that I think just with like anything that you do in life, there are a lot of challenges, but at the end of the day, it's worth it. And I am happy that I've had such positive response from people within my community and outside of my community. So yeah, I find that I do have an advantage in that I do have a unique experience to offer.
And you have a unique music to offer too. Which is why
yes.
we're here today, right?
Yes.
You know, I personally think that the fusion of Latin and Norte Americano cultures, especially in music, is one way to stop fear on all sides. And, of course, that's what we try to do here at Music Sin Fronteras, by playing that music. You do it by creating that music and by working with artists from both sides of the border. So I think we're both making progress. Let me remind our listeners that we are talking with Nancy Sanchez, and we don't have a call-in access today, but you can email questions to musicscenefronterasmx@gmail.com, or better yet, just mail them directly to me, patrickwabe@gmail.com. We already have some questions mailed in, so why don't we go to those questions? Okay. Rosalie in Los Angeles wants to know, well, I'll just read it, what instruments do you play? I have seen you with the guitar, but there's also a photo of you at a keyboard. Do you play both, and do you play other instruments?
Oh, okay. Great question. Well, yes, I started off on guitar, and I love all stringed instruments. And I also play, as far as stringed instruments goes, I play acoustic, electric guitar, and I also play a vihuela, which is a 5-string small mariachi guitar. And that has slowly become my main instrument throughout the years for songwriting. I just love the sound of the vihuela. But I also trained in piano. I wouldn't consider myself a jazz pianist or anything like that, but I do songwrite on the piano, and I do incorporate the piano in some of my sets whenever I have the opportunity. So yeah, mostly guitar, vihuela, piano. I also play ukulele, which I love. It's such a fun instrument. So those are pretty much my main instruments that I use for performing and for songwriting.
I'm glad to hear you say you love the ukulele, because I'm seeing it more and more, and I'm now seeing ukuleles with pedal boxes the size of small cars. So I know.
Oh my
that
goodness!
It's becoming, I know. And just want to tell our audience, if you listen real carefully, the neighborhood marching band is coming up the street. I can hear it. All right.
Wow, that's
yeah,
amazing.
I know. I should go out and wave that, though. Randolfo in Tampa wants to know, oh, this is interesting. Do you ever get mistaken for Cuban when you sing jazz, or do you just sing it straight with no Latin flavor?
Well, I mean, I am Mexican, so the Latin flavor is always going to be there. And I do love Latin jazz, but when I do sing jazz and when I perform jazz, it's mostly straight ahead jazz, and I do have great arrangements that I've acquired throughout the years. And I do it in my own style. I don't think that being Cuban, I channel being Mexican, and I just do it however as natural for me as possible, because I think that's what I love about jazz musicians. Like, a really good jazz musician is going to have their own voice. They're going to have in their respective instruments. And you can tell, even if it's a guitar player or, you know, a trumpet player like Miles Davis, and you can tell when it's Miles Davis, they have a very unique sound. And I think my goal, whether I'm singing my own originals, whether I'm singing mariachi, or whether I'm singing a jazz or performing a jazz set, I try to do it as honest as possible and as comfortable as possible, so that my own uniqueness will come out. But the Latin flavor, that even if I try to hide it, that's still there. It just comes out because it's just inside me. But yeah, that's a good question. Thank you.
Well, don't ever try to hide it. And I know you won't.
No.
Alexandra in Chapala, one of my neighbors here in Lakeside.
Chapala. All right.
Yeah, Chapala. Uh-huh. She wants to know, how do Mexican audiences respond to you? And do you sing in Spanish?
Yeah, well, I sing in English and in Spanish. My last album was all in Spanish, and a couple songs were in Spanglish. But, you know, I found that most of my audience, and actually I found that out today, most of my audience is in Mexico. I think that the Mexican audience has responded very positively to my music, both in Mexico and in Los Angeles. I've been very lucky that a lot of my supporters and a lot of people who follow me online is my Mexican audience. So it's I think it's been good so far, and hopefully it will continue to be good.
Hopefully it will be too. In fact, I'm fairly sure it's going to continue to be great. you could do nothing less. Okay, we're going to come back to music a little bit, and I want to play a song actually that you recorded with the Mexican cantante, Madame Recamier.
Yes.
Well, let's listen. Here is Oídos.
Tengo oídos para ti los uso. Tengo ojos para ti los abro. Tengo manos y te las regalo. Tengo labios y te desengaño. Tengo miedo de quererte.
Oídos, of course, means ears, and
ears.
It begins with a line that says, it's a love song that says, I have ears for you, but it actually talks about a lot more, and I want to read some of the lyrics. I have lips and disillusion. I'm afraid of loving you so much. Why disillusion?
Well, past heartbreaks, I believe. and this song is it's about just finding a person that you really, really love. You're a little insecure because maybe in the past it hasn't worked out, or you've fallen head over heels and it just hasn't worked out. But you want to give yourself, your heart to this person, and you're basically telling them, I love you, please be kind to me because I've had past experiences that have not been good. So
okay, all right, and you do it in a very, very interesting way. Now, you recorded that with Madame Recamier. Did you write it together?
Yes, we did. You know, Madame Recamier was in Los Angeles. Before we collaborated, I met up with her because we did a show together, and we said from that show, we said, look, we need to get together. We need a song write together, and she called me when she was in town again. We met up, and I had an idea for a song. I had the verses ready, and I had the melody and the guitar, the vihuela lines and everything ready. And I showed Madame Recamier this song, and she thought it was super cute, and she loved it. And she said, you know what? Let me just record it on my phone, and let me see what I come up with so that I can contribute to this idea. And she came up with a lot of great ideas, and we kind of blended those ideas together, and out came this song. And we recorded it, and we have a Son Jarocho group from Mexico City that performed on this album or on this track, and it's called Sensación Jarocha. That's the group's name. And yeah, and then when we were going to release it, we said, let's get together and do a music video. So we did a very cute music video in the streets of Mexico City. And of course, Madame Recamier had lived in Mexico City, so she was very, very knowledgeable of where we were going to shoot. And we did it pretty much in one day. And so you can also, this song also has an accompanying music video that you can check out on YouTube.
And I have checked it out, and it is wonderful. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And I hope you two work together a lot more. Well,
yes, I hope so too.
We're coming to the end of our time, but I wanted to ask you about what's coming up for Nancy Sanchez. Now, I know you have a song in the wonderful Starz TV series Vida, and I think you've got songs in an upcoming movie called In Other Words. Am I correct on both of those?
That is correct. I was asked to do the main song for a feature-length romantic comedy, and it's called In Other Words. So I wrote this song, In Other Words, and I recorded it. It's not out yet, and that's what's going to be coming up very, very soon. But it's actually a duet, and it's a duet with USA La Voz season one, Raimundo. And I'm very excited to be promoting that one very, very soon. And I have a few other songs to my name in that particular movie or feature film that's going to be coming out. So,
I hope it plays in Mexico.
Yeah.
So I can see it.
Oh, absolutely.
Or at least on Netflix.
I hope so too. It's a very cute romantic comedy. So we're going to be promoting that one as well.
The best kind. Now you have an album in the works too, don't you?
I do. I do have an album in the works, and I've been collaborating with a lot of musicians for my upcoming project. I feel that collaborations are so important, and just building community in the music industry is important. So I'm currently working on my album and just writing and collaborating with as many people as I can. And that one will be out soon. I'll start announcing it soon. And of course, you're going to get sneak peek, Patrick. Always.
Yes. Yes. Oh, good. Thank you. And I will probably write a good review knowing you, right?
Thank you.
Now, I understand there's a launch party coming up for a TV series. What's that all about?
A launch party for a TV series.
Yeah, I understand you're playing music. Go ahead.
Oh, well, I have a few showcases that are coming up. I have a showcase at Gold Diggers on October 6th. So I believe maybe that's what you're referring to. And, there's going to be food by Bill Esparza, and it's called Taquiando. The event is called Taquiando. Mm. So that's going to be coming up soon. I will be promoting that as well. Yes.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you're a busy girl, because you're always a busy girl.
yes.
Hopefully, part of your busyness is going to be taken up with touring in Mexico so I can see you again. Before we get off into that, and we won't this time, but maybe next time, tell people where they can get your music and the best way they can follow you online.
Absolutely. So, of course, Instagram. I'm always doing Instagram on Nancy Sanchez Music. And please follow me on Spotify. I have a lot of new music on Spotify. And I'm also on Apple Music. I'm on pretty much all the digital platforms where you can stream and buy music, CD Baby, Bandcamp. So it's either Nancy Sanchez or Nancy Sanchez Music. So please follow me on Spotify, on Instagram. I'm always posting posting videos, posting stories, and just overall events.
Okay. Well, I follow you. I also noticed that you now have a Spotify radio channel, which I'm now subscribing to. So I want to say, as busy as you are, I'm really happy that you took the time to talk to us today. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Patrick, thank you so much. It's always wonderful talking to you. You have the best questions. And of course, I love your audience. So thank you so much. And I can't wait to connect with you again.
Well, I'm sure we'll make that happen. Nancy Sanchez, her song Puerta del Sol and Oídos and many others are now streaming on Spotify. She's also on several Spotify playlists, including the Khalifa's California list, and follow her on her new Spotify radio channel. It's got some great Latin fusion music on it. And if you're LA, if you're in LA, Southern California, be at the Gold Diggers Club in East Hollywood from noon to five. Don't miss this one. My friends, the Chulita Vinyl Club will be there, along with great food, as she pointed out. So that will give you your opportunity to see Nancy live, which I'm going to have to wait a while. Well, let me remind you all, you've been listening to Music Scene Fronteras with Patrick O'Heffernan from the Cyberstation USA Network, the Blog Talk Radio Network, and our radio affiliates. Like us on Facebook, follow our Twitter feeds, and get real-time updates on our guests. Our producer is Lars Christensen. Our program director is Jason Bartleben. We don't have an intern. We're looking for one soon. Download this and other Music Scene Fronteras programs at blogtalkradio.com, or you can get us on iTunes. Tune in next week. We may have a very unusual and a very special guest. Can't say who it is now, but if we can work her schedule out, you're really going to enjoy this. Check our Twitter stream and our Facebook page. We'll tell you all about it. Meantime, have a great musical weekend. Viva la música en México. And I want to play a little bit of Nancy Sanchez's American Novio.
Before us, the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. We shake up to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
Cyberstation USA.
Cyber Station USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts, Cyber Station USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA, always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide.
Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future of radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.